This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's all kinds of fun happening in Washington, D.C. today. It's a veritable healthcare data palooza. Amazingly fun, I know, right? 2,000 entrepreneurs, bureaucrats, and medical types have gathered to talk numbers and algorithms, electronic medical records, and money. More than $1 billion has been poured into health data startups in the past 3 years because there's a growing sense that that data can help solve some of healthcare's trickiest questions and eventually help lower costs. And in the long run, somebody's going to get rich. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein has that story.
It's been called a healthcare Silicon Valley, an explosion of data firms looking for gold in mountains of medical information.
Data holds the keys to unlocking a lot of the questions about what healthcare costs too much and what healthcare actually works.
Andy Slavitt is executive vice president of Optum, the nation's largest collector of medical claims data. Optum employs an army of actuaries, scientists, and physicians. They slice and dice medication, treatment, and price data on more than 100 million people. Northwestern health economist David Dranov says the industry's gotten so big so quickly because customers are banging down the door.
Because of the recent changes in health insurance, everybody cares about price in a way that just wasn't true 10 years ago.
It's a new era for everybody, consumers, insurers, and doctors and hospitals who now get whacked financially for wasteful spending or inefficient care. Privacy advocates like Joe Hall have their own concerns. He's with the Center for Democracy and Technology. Medical data security breaches happen 4 to 5 times every week. That means millions of patients' records could be compromised.
The problem becomes when the choice to share that information is taken out of the patient's hands.
Washington health officials say they take privacy seriously, but that hasn't stopped the quest to find more ways to collect data and use it. The Department of Health and Human Services, after all, is putting on the data palooza. And here's one of the big events, a codeathon, to see who can come up with a brilliant way to use a bunch of Medicare claims data. HHS Chief Technology Officer Brian Sivak is overseeing the contest.
What we're looking for in the teams that are competing is sort of, you know, the ability to kind of think creatively in a relatively short time frame about ways that data can be used to solve some really big problems.
Not exactly World of Warcraft, just a race to unlock the mysteries of our $2.8 trillion healthcare system and cash in. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.